stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back to Banter with the Boys, Fast Laps, where we got the Austrian recap and the Silverstone preview. I don't know why I don't call it the British GP preview. It's just,
Silverstone's just fun to say, you know?
Right. I think, yeah, right. Anyway, that's the voice of Joe you hear. Joe's here.
Oh, hi, sorry. Joe. I spoke out of turn, and I apologize. It will not happen again.
Yeah, remember how we started the last show where I said I had the floor? You got to start figuring this out, Joe.
You're right.
He's just staring. For you Spotify listeners, he's just staring straight ahead.
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
That's what we like.
Can you introduce me again?
Mike.
Hello. I can speak now. Hey, this is my favorite hat that you're wearing right now. I like that hat a lot.
Thank you. I have it one very McLaren similar to hat. It that says McLaren, but I like the symbol a little
I like
more.
This. I but just
the,
like this.
The one that says hat. McLaren, is that orange too?
It's or
is
literally that all black? The exact same. Oh, it's like it a slightly black. Lighter tinge of orange, but still like the very, pretty much the same.
You felt it appropriate to wear it today?
Yeah, I finally got my Williams hat, and I just felt like it was a bad week to wear.
No.
I actually texted him after watching the race. I was like, probably a bad week to wear that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is the week. If you're good going head first into Williams fandom, you should have worn it.
I mean,
you stick with them no matter what, like somebody else at this table who just will not buy another hat and is just rolling with last place.
I respect it.
I respect
honestly.
It, honestly.
I'm trying to get a hat for every team, so whoever wins, I can wear that hat.
You know what? That sounds like
that
a
that means
really
you have to own a Haas
plan.
Hat eventually.
I want a Haas hat, for sure. Yeah. I like Haas.
Cadillac that means you have to own an Aston Martin hat.
Ooh, that's a little...
Yeah, there we go. See? Yeah.
Anyway, Kev, behind the cameras and the mics, kind of not... Nope, never mind. I don't know what I'm saying, but Kev's making it all happen, like always. Getting after it. That's our boy. Yeah, I already know. With that, yeah, let's head right into our... what are we doing here? Austrian GP recap. Recap!
Let's do it.
Right back to me. What are we doing here, Joe? You usually have good notes for the pre-race banter stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
So this could probably even be news, but I there wasn't a ton that was covered on it. George's contract is kind of up for...
Oh, yeah. You know, I did add that to news, actually.
Oh, you did add it to news. So we'll kind of wait for that. But I'll just say this weekend was when things kind of came to a head a little bit for both George and for the team. So we'll talk about it when we get to this.
Yeah, add what you have, because maybe I didn't hear what you heard.
Oh, no, no problem. Another little slight bit of news. I'm so sorry. I have news in the start here, and I didn't put it in the pre. Austria was extended through 2041. Mm. We're not getting rid of this track forever.
Yes!
And I'm here
That's
for
fine.
It.
I actually love
totally
this track.
Fine.
I'm here
super
for it. Cool.
Okay. Yep. In practice, the most notable thing, this might be unfair, I might be biased, but Alex Dunn drives the McLaren and gets the fourth fastest in the session. Now, obviously the McLaren, after we saw the race, a league of its own, truly like a rocket ship compared to literally every other car. But a rookie getting fourth, pretty crazy, I feel like.
Also, very important to note, he was only 3/10 off of Oscar.
Yes.
Which, that's the important part. Yeah, it's the benchmark to his teammate. Yep. Yeah, and the fact that he was only 3/10 off to Oscar, that's a good look. Also, Irish driver, which is exciting.
That is exciting. So that was the biggest note I have from practice. Race quali. We heard an interesting fact from the commentators. On average, Yuki has been 0.6, so 6/10 slower than Max in quali on average. And then he proceeded to go out in Q1. We saw some fire on the grass in Q2 bring out a red flag. We saw Norris noted for impeding Leclerc. There's no further investigation there. And then Russell noted for unsafe release. No investigation there either. And that was pre-race, start of race, Carlos Sainz.
Bad. Bad luck.
So you had here on the sheet DNF for Carlos Sainz? No. DNS.
DNS. Yeah, DNS, he didn't really start.
Yeah, I made sure to correct that one there because that car is... I mean, I feel like in recent form, it's been looking pretty good, but this weekend, they just, something was like missing, something was wrong. Maybe their parts aren't meant to last because they both broke at the same time, pretty much, you know?
Well, yeah, and then they were saying so Albon's car could be a similar issue to Canada, which ended up being a power unit thing. Mm. So not good there. And then Sainz was a whole different issue.
Yeah.
With all I could find was a possible stuck brake rotor that he drove around with it stuck and then obviously caught fire.
Well, he couldn't even get off the line, though. Like, he said he couldn't get off the line.
It out of gear.
At first, I thought he was mimicking the F1 movie.
That's in my notes. I said, Carlos doing his best Sonny and Merch.
Yeah, yeah. Couldn't get off the line, and when he finally did, he went into the pits, went straight to the end of the pit lane, thinking that that's where he was going to start, and his car was basically on fire. His brakes were in flames completely, yep. And smoke was billowing out of his engine cover as well. So it wasn't just his brakes, I don't think. I think there was something wrong with the engine. And just taking around that one measly formation lap just did it in completely. So,
pretty, and Albon's third. Is this his third DNF in a row?
Wait, hold on. I've got the races up in front of me. So
I think it might be.
This race, he DNF'd Canada. Come on, keep up with me here. He DNF'd in Canada.
He DNF'd in Spain as well.
He DNF'd in Spain.
That's
this
just
is
a tough stretch.
Third DNF in a
that's
row.
That's a tough stretch for Williams and Albon alike. But
he's not the first driver to do that this year. And then, didn't Alonso have like three DNFs in a row?
I think, yeah, at the beginning, right?
Or maybe not in a row, but Alonso has had a couple DNFs already.
But he's had multiple DNFs.
And then this
yeah.
this is a race where everybody below Williams gained ground on them in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know if it was Racing Bulls that only got 1 point. Somebody only gained one. I can't remember who. Maybe it was Haas. It was probably Haas. Yeah, that would make sense. But except Alpine, of course. But
right.
They got their own. We'll get to that.
Oh, right, yeah. They're Alpine good, didn't make any ground.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah. No, they
don't
didn't
worry,
make
I got
any
you
ground.
On that.
So, I mean, is that all we got to say about Williams at the moment? I mean, bad and bad and...
I mean, it was like they started the race off...
Is it kind of a bummer?
Strong, you know?
Yeah, kind of a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, the definition of a bummer.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to wear the Williams hat next week.
If they do, okay, I'll wear it.
Hey,
I'm hoping
it might be a little chillier. So, at Silverstone, so the fires might just.
I think
it could be.
Or there could be rain warm. Actually.
Yeah,
too,
what's the
actually.
Weather looking like?
Wet.
I heard it was supposed to be dry.
Really? When I last looked, it was wet, but that was also 2 days ago when I looked. Might have been yesterday.
Let's find out what the interwebs has to say. So Sunday is showing rain, 20%. 20% rain. Mm. So all day 20%.
So maybe spot. Oh, all day 20%.
All day 20%.
So that
rain.
Could be like some spottiness.
And it's supposed
on
to
and
be
off.
In the
we
60s.
Could see some. We could. Is Kevin Magnussen ready to hop in?
That'd be fun.
But no.
Yeah, Kevin did crazy last
year. Yeah, George Russell will win. So anyway.
What
is that? Four?
That's crazy.
No, yeah, I know. Anyway,
wow.
Alpine. Gasly finishing P13. Colapinto P15. Just not good.
Not the best.
Gasly was starting okay, and then actually, I don't want to get into our...
Gasly placed really well in qualifying, didn't he?
10. Yeah, 10.
I mean,
but,
for a boat, that's pretty good.
But, okay. but no, Gasly, usually you don't see him in the comms too much. But he was in the comms a little bit. He was a little frustrated, quote. Again, not to get into our comms segment, but these weren't really funny to me or anything. But it was just like, probably because I'm an Alpine fan. But he's like, I have no grip. Expletive crazy. I'm about to spin every corner. And then comes back in, like, literally a lap later, says, quote, check if something is broken. It's crazy. Again, it must be real crazy. I don't know how much more longer. Okay, that is what he said. I can stay on the track. And, you know, to which they reply, yeah, understood, mate. We're working on it. Okay, ? Stick with it, please.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Just kind of telling him to hang in there. And he did hang in there the best he could, but I don't know. At least they don't put it up very often if he's complaining, so I don't hear him complain too much. So when he's complaining, it's not good. It's bad.
Yeah.
So, and it didn't necessarily get better after he boxed. He boxed not long after that one, but yeah.
That's just Gasly?
Gasly.
That was just Gasly.
Want to talk about Colapinto for a sec?
Go for it.
No, I want you to.
No thanks. No thanks. Although there's rumors. That's more and less.
I mean,
in
they
the
didn't
news.
Say he was getting swapped for for a great Britain. So.
No, no, I don't think he'll get swapped for this race. But by that, but races. After break,
I think.
But after break, I don't know, because Flavio is kind of wishy-washy on, well, everything he says is wishy-washy a little bit, I guess. But, you know, the reserve driver, Paul Aaron, I think it's Aaron, is getting loaned to Sauber for two FP1 the next two. So could he come up? Could Bottas come into the picture, which has been, you know, kind of the headlines, cool. kind of not. So
it's pretty cool seeing a one team give the reserve driver to another team and then using that to like kind of gauge if they're okay in the
why
car.
Not?
Yeah, I mean, no,
I mean,
it's,
why
it's,
not?
It's,
right?
I, like,
it's
I
not
it's
your
pretty
car.
Cool. Like, obviously, they're like they're competing with each other, though. I mean, like legitimately,
sure.
Alpine
oh,
and
sure.
Kick competing with each other and Kicks.
For sure.
Obviously, they need to fulfill. They need to fulfill their practice sessions.
And they have no
to.
Reserve driver right
yeah,
now.
They
that's
have to.
Why
just, they would just dip
have.
Into
so
the...
It's like, hey, you get to fulfill this. We get to see if this driver can handle an F1 car, you know? So
it's a win-win.
Yep.
They would just... Kick Sauber would just dip into the Ferrari Academy.
So why did they explore this option?
Because Flavio asked. I think was literally it. Flavio was like, hey, I want to put my driver in your car.
I suppose you
and
never know.
They were, and they, I guess they were just kind of like, whatever, yeah, sure.
It's good for Alpine, but arguably a tryout for other teams, too. You never know.
That
like,
is
somebody
true.
Else could be watching, too. But obviously, Alpine's not happy with their number two driver, whoever's been it this year. So
I heard somebody talking today about... my coworker had brought up that he's like, yeah, so what if Flavio is sending Paul Aaron over to Kick Sauber in part to just be like, yeah, man, go get your drive in, go have fun in an F1 car, get your chops, you know, whatever. And also bring us any information you can find on that Kick Sauber and how it's so freaking fast right now.
I mean,
we need anything we can get.
I didn't think about it. I didn't think about it like that. That is kind of
seems like a Flavio move.
It seems
does,
like
that
a
does
Flavio
seem
move.
A little more fishy. You know, we'll ignore that for now.
Yeah, we'll just
that's fine.
Under the rug.
But I mean, okay, last place team. Hey,
they need all the help.
You gotta take chances at some point. So maybe we do see a third driver, which would blow my mind.
Crazy.
And not make me happy. I mean, although going into 2026, allegedly they're fairly confident they're going to compete. So whatever. We'll see. Who's next? You know what? Why don't you just go with Haas right now?
Mm?
Yep. Yeah.
Sure.
And then touch on Aston after Haas, might as well.
It was a good weekend. I don't, like honestly, like, Ocon got into the points.
I think they were each only one position worse than last weekend. Because somebody got in points
right.
last weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe they were 9 and 10 last weekend. Maybe that's what I mean.
Maybe.
I can't remember. But
no, Ocon was in the points. Oliver wasn't. But Ollie started 20th or something like that, didn't he? He started at the back of the pack. And,
he was pretty far back.
He was really
actually.
Far back, and
yeah,
he pushed his way up to 11th. Again, showing this kid has unreal racecraft. Super good racecraft.
Ollie, actually, if I remember correctly, he has the most overtakes on the year.
Yep, or, he does.
I don't think they
he
call
has
it
the most
overtakes.
Gained
they
positions.
Gained positions. There
yes,
it is.
He has gained more positions. And
Behrman started in 15th.
15th. Okay, so he made four positions.
Still.
And I remember them commentating saying that he had 63 positions gained on the year. Which is crazy.
See, I heard like half that number.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm blowing smoke out my
butt. But either way, he's leading the season, though,
he
in
is,
that, though.
In,
I remember hearing overtakes. That for sure.
How many positions did he gain?
I have 36.
Four people knocked out.
Oh, you know what? That is a good point.
Granted,
you know what?
Sainz was already in last.
True. How many of these were behind him?
Did Albon start? I think it was only one.
Yeah, I think it was only
depending
one.
On where Albon
dang,
started.
Look at him trying to just tear apart Haas.
Sorry,
right
you
now.
Just like were glazing
no, that is
so
no,
hard.
You know what? And you know what? That is a fair argument. Way
no,
to keep
no,
me grounded.
I agree, though. I mean, like, he does have the most overtakes. It's you know, it's easier to overtake when you're in the back. But
true.
You're right. He
oh
is
my
a, he is
God,
a good rookie.
Dude.
I can't handle
that.
I'm a Bear fan.
Hey, you know what? It's okay. We were saying the same thing about Lando a couple years ago. So you know,
no, he's not rookie of the year.
No.
Obviously.
No.
Obviously.
I mean, I think this podcast likes Hadjar the most, right?
Hadjar's rookie
Kevin,
of the year for
Kevin popped off of that.
Let me see driver standings because Kimi has an argument for me. Now, of course, last weekend was not a good look for that.
Okay,
I will say that. We'll get there.
Kimi's in a Mercedes. Isaac is in a V car.
I don't give a damn.
you know? Okay.
I'm
either
just
way,
saying.
Nonetheless, so that aside,
for,
I think it was
for being a rookie, he's where I expect him to be, if right. not better. So.
I think he's as good or better. Yeah, yes. I agree. Yeah, but nonetheless, Haas, great weekend. Oliver Bearman up to 11th, almost to the points. Esteban in 10th, getting more points, only 1 point, but you know, it's fine. Take what you can get.
Yep.
I said last week we will beat Williams with the power of 1,000 cuts. So,
hey, good start this weekend.
Yeah, so
got a point gained on Williams.
Check another one up.
All right, we'll just stick with you for a second, Mike. Aston,
what did we
do? Since you're a fan,
I do like Aston. So our favorite driver, Lance Stroll, did about
like
as good as we expected.
There, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's why I hearted it.
Lance Stroll did about as good as we expected him. 14th. And Alonso back in the points, showing that the car still has pace and showing that Fernando Alonso is still...
Is this his third race in a row getting points now?
Yeah.
No.
He got points last weekend.
He DNF'd 2 races ago, I think.
No, he didn't. 2 races ago was Spain. He got points in Spain. It was his first
point
finish.
That was his first points. And then he got points in Canada.
3 points.
I think this is three races in a row.
3 races in a row in the points.
Okay.
Yes. He was 9th in Spain.
And where are they?
He was 7th in Canada.
Probably 2nd to last.
7th in Canada.
Yeah, he's
and
on
he was
a good run
again.
After having a really bad start.
A really bad start. But yeah, he's showing better form.
He DNF'd in Monaco.
He did DNF in Monaco.
They're only 8 points away from Racing Bulls in 6th place.
Yep.
Aston is. So, I mean, there's still a lot of season left for the likes of Racing Bulls, Haas, Aston, and Kick. I mean, dude, Kick is 2 points behind Aston and only 10 points behind 6th place right now. I mean, that blows my mind.
Look, I like Aston, but, like, throw them to the wind. It was a decent weekend. Okay, whatever. Kick's over. That's what I'm the most hyped about. Holy cow.
It's easier
there's a lot
when
to
you
like this
both
weekend.
Of the drivers a lot. Yeah.
Yes, that is true. Yeah. Like, and I absolutely loved... So Bortoleto came in 8th. Alonso did get ahead of Gabby, but Gabby did pass Alonso towards
just
the end of the race.
Just for a moment.
Yeah, and Alonso did get him back, unfortunately. But then there was a really cool moment at the end of the race that I absolutely loved, which was, like, at the end they showed Gabby getting out of the car, and Alonso was just standing over his car.
Like,
and
waiting for him to get out. Yeah,
as soon as Gabby stood up, Alonso came over and, like, tapped his head and was like, "You did it! This was great!" Yeah. Like, it was such a heartwarming thing to see. I loved it.
No, it was super fun. Fun race to watch for Kick, honestly. Like,
awesome.
Even their pit crew. I mean, somebody had a 2.2-second stop.
Yeah,
I had
it
in my notes.
Kick. It was Kick.
No, I know it was Kick. I just don't remember which driver, but same crew, right?
So, I think it was Gabby.
Same mechanics. But yeah, no, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was a great race. Double point finish for Kick Sauber. None of us saw this coming.
No.
I think all three of
not
us put...
Not both cars in points?
Yeah. Like,
let alone Bortoleto finally getting his first points.
Right.
Like,
I didn't think Gabby was going to score at all this season.
I mean, we're talking. I mean,
Bortoleto has now scored points. Sorry.
No. It's okay.
Freak out for a second.
He has
comparing
scored
them
points.
To Alpine.
It wasn't just like a good race, but it was a crazy good qualifying too. Not only did he score points, but his first time in Q3 as well.
Yeah,
he had a crazy good lap
and a decent showing in Q3 at that. Like for the rest of the cars that he was fighting against, like that's about as good as you could ask out of him, right? Like, that's... I have no clue.
He qualified 8th and he stayed 8th. That's as good as you can ever ask, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Super, super happy. Oh, God, goodness, he's pulling the paper
and then,
out.
I mean, like, we got to talk. Like, we got to give Hülkenberg his flowers, too. Hülkenberg qualified 20th.
Yeah, dead last. And
in the points.
And he got into the points.
And in 9th.
He got 2 points. That's crazy.
That's... unreal. This dude is such a good driver, I swear to you.
I just have another cool thing for Kick and a hit against Alpine, but we all picked Kick to finish dead last in the constructors at the beginning of the season.
I'm more than happy losing that point, honestly.
My thing is more about Bortoleto now has gotten his first points before Jack Doohan or
Colapinto.
In a car that we all agreed was worse than the Alpine to start the season. Like, that just sucks.
Gabby Bortoleto
makes
has
it look worse.
Officially scored more than all three of Alpine's drivers.
No. Pierre Gasly?
Gasly has 11 points by himself.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, the team has 11 points.
Oh.
But, like Sonoda's. For the viewers, Ollie Bierman's just behind Gasly.
The craziest eye roll I've ever seen. So blatant. Are you angry?
Shut up.
All right. So we talked about Haas
let's
kick.
Let's move on.
Let's do something crazy here. Talk about. Actually, you know what?
We never talk about Red Bull this early
because they're never this far back on our list. And we should have talked about them even earlier
They should have been the first car we talked about.
Yeah, you for sure.
Williams technically, but sorry.
Yeah, correct. You're right.
It's unfortunate.
But Max Verstappen getting obliterated by Antonelli.
That was just... I don't got anything.
It was a rookie move, man.
Hit. I did not think it would knock him out. Me neither. After we saw the onboard, he got hit. He got spun, and then I saw the car just turn off, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's done.
Yeah, I
was thinking about this. I was like, even if he could turn that car back on, I'm like, his mindset is that he's in last place now. I don't think Max even races at that, but he's like, I'm done. Yeah. This is my weekend. It's over.
Yeah, he said, I'm done.
I'll just go relax.
Yep. And then called them effing idiots or something.
Yeah.
And then there's something in between there. I can't remember.
Yeah, he said he called him an idiot, and then he got out, and like I think the first thing that happened is like Kimi went over straight over to Max and immediately was like, that's so my fault. I messed up.
He was not.
And Max was like, yeah, man, it's okay. Whatever. Don't worry about it. Like Max was super like, way more okay about it than I expected, which was kind of cool to see.
You could see Kimmy trying to like show him where his hands were, and he's like, oh, just.
Yeah, right?
And you see on the replay from the TV pod or whatever, like, literally turned, nothing happened, just straight into Max.
It's one of Max's kids, you know? Max has adopted all of the rookies, I think.
He kind of has.
Yeah, so I feel like, once he saw it was Antonelli, he was like, oh no, this is, obviously it wasn't on purpose.
Thank God it wasn't just Ocon again.
No.
It wasn't Ocon or Russell.
No.
The memes coming out of this weekend of Max getting ready to fight thinking it was Russell, and then seeing it's Kimi Antonelli and turning all sweet.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
So Max, you know, he'll rebound. He's Max Verstappen.
Yeah.
Yuki,
man, this isn't good for like his career.
You pretty much summed it up perfectly. This is not good.
For his career trajectory right now. Wow, I couldn't believe I just said that.
Good job.
I feel a little messed up.
What do you mean?
But like, this dude.
What do you mean for his career trajectory?
He may not be in Red Bull soon. To me. And I don't think it would be Hadjar either. And they better not move Hadjar up there before the end of the season. I think it'd be somebody else before Yuki, before Hadjar this season. If they were smart, keep Hadjar in the Racing Bulls for the remainder of the season. Let him get confidence in F1 because, you know, he's had a decent start to his career.
But
Yuki right now, and if he loses the Red Bull job now, Cadillac could come into play, right? Obviously, as they haven't named anybody yet, and that'd be a fresh start opportunity that I think Cadillac would be willing to take over the likes of, say, a Checo, even though I still think Checo will be there, or over like Daniel Ricciardo, Bottas, maybe even. But Yuki's had more time recently in a car, but Bottas, you kind of know what you're going to get, you know. So, just an interesting thought, and I saw an article somewhere like, is Yuki's time coming to a close? And I'm like, if he were to lose the Red Bull job, what now for Yuki? Like, become a reserve driver and then just get lost in the shuffle and that's it? Because it hasn't been good at all.
The problem is that I don't
Which is crazy because we were all vouching for this too, so now our show has no credibility.
Yeah.
But
I want to point out that I'm still defending Yuki.
I mean, again, he's in a car designed for Max Verstappen. That's the problem.
The car
right?
is bad.
We know that for a fact.
So that's kind of what I want to ask here. He did finish last of all the people remaining on the grid. You're right. The car is bad. Mm-hmm. Max proved that in his own qualifying pace. Granted, there was a yellow flag at the end of qualifying that slowed Max down.
Yep.
So he had a bad lap. But the car was obviously not good this weekend.
I don't think Max ever sniffed in qualifying, ever sniffed the top three.
I think he was fast in some places. Lando, I think cleared first. I think he cleared first in all qualifying sessions, but I think Max was up there. I think Max was super far behind.
Max made top five in Q3, Q2, but I Like, he wasn't, like, for a driver that good on a track that he's this familiar with to be not in the front row, there's something fundamentally wrong with the
Max
car.
Was third in Q1, and he was farther behind. Max did not do good. Max was fourth in Q1, and he was fourth, I think, in Q2.
Yeah.
And then seventh, obviously.
Yep. So, like I said, he didn't sniff the top three. I guess he was on the second row, which is a consolation prize. But for a driver that is, like we were saying, the best driver on the grid, driving one of his best tracks, the fact that he can't beat fourth, there's something fundamentally wrong with the car.
He was third in Q1, third in Q2, and then seventh in Q3.
It's extremely disappointing that he got in that wreck, because I was curious to see where he would end up.
I thought he could,
you know, from P7.
He could fight his way pretty far back.
I was still figuring he was going to work his way up to podium.
I mean, like, but barring the crash.
Yeah. Yes, the car was bad this weekend. No doubt about that whatsoever. But Yuki still made some pretty bad mistakes during the race.
Yes.
He did get himself that 10-second penalty.
Yep.
That's what I mean.
I think it could have gone either way with that penalty, but he got it. And he got lapped twice because of it.
That's him. That's when he bumped Lando, right? Or was it Oscar? What am I thinking of? Somebody bumped.
It was like one of the bottom drivers.
It was Franco.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, duh.
He collided with Franco. They touched wheels, and Franco spun.
Yeah. I just don't see them kicking him out of the team. And if they do, I think it's
before the end of the season. You don't think that?
No,
happens.
I think they're sticking with him to the end of the season. And if they do decide to move with someone else into next season, I think they swap again with like Hadjar probably.
I don't want to see it just for Hadjar's sake. Like, just let him.
What I've been
stay in there for a minute.
Seen a lot of is that it's felt very much so. I've like seen nobody in like F1 fans who have been crying and screaming that we need to get Yuki out of this car. None of the fans want it, but I've been seeing a lot of tabloids that are talking about, is Yuki's time up? Are we going to get rid of Yuki?
Typically,
like F1 fans are coming out and they're like, no, leave him alone.
He's a likable guy. That's the problem.
People hated Yuki.
Nah.
They all treated him like he was a temperamental kid. Like,
he is fire. He's spicy.
He is spicy. He's a bit spicy.
He's a bit spicy.
I don't know. I think it's just a lot of tabloid noise that you're hearing, and a lot of people just aren't happy. Christian Horner did say that Yuki made mistakes in the weekend, and Christian Horner did say our car wasn't where it should have been, but that doesn't excuse Yuki's performance. But that's like, whatever, he had a bad weekend. Was a bad car.
Had a bad weekend with a bad car.
That's not even made for him.
All right, chew on that.
I will.
Continue to think about Yuki day in and day out.
I shall.
Racing Bulls, we didn't talk about them, right? No, we didn't. We've mentioned them, so we'll just go into them a little bit. Hadjar, not quite getting into points this week, but Liam Lawson.
Yeah.
Wow. And it wasn't even like a bad race. It wasn't all just luck. Like, he actually had a good drive. I know.
Give him his flowers.
I know.
Qualified higher than Verstappen.
I'll spit on his flowers.
Right, which is crazy.
By literally 3,000ths. Still. And again, might have been because of the yellow flag.
But now he can forever say that I qualified better than
multi-time champion. I think it's obvious that for anyone who's not Max Verstappen, the V-carb is the car to be in.
Yeah.
Which I know we keep going back to Red Bull at this point, but like,
does Max go to the V car? No, I'm just
kidding. Helmut Marko made a comment about that.
I wonder how much faster. Nuh-uh. Like, oh, I wonder if Mac. What if Max like drives the wheels off that car and is like faster than anyone? That would be crazy. I don't think it's possible, because I think the Red Bull
wins the rest of the season and steals the championship.
It'd be so funny if he turned around and swaps the V carb and then wins WDC in a V carb.
If they can find a way to do it, I actually think it would be a good idea to get him in the V carb, even for a test
for a practice run,
just for a test to see like what's going right with that car and if they can maybe salvage any learnings and then bring it to the Red Bull. because it's much easier to drive, even for Yuki's sake. Like, I think getting him in that V-carb for a test would be better, and then we can see if his pace is better.
They're not going to do it. They're not.
They're probably not, but, like...
It would be fun.
Not even in, like, a practice session. I'm talking, like, literal test.
Yeah, for sure.
Off of a race.
For sure.
Out of race week. Yeah, so... I mean, first time I think we saw him ever outqualify and outrace Hadjar, right?
True.
Yeah, it was a crazy weekend for Liam.
I think this will be an anomaly.
Yeah, probably.
The hater inside of me hopes it will be.
Oh, my God. All right, move on. Let's move on. Let's see, because we got a lot to get through still. Are we at Mercedes now? I think we're at Mercedes now. Yeah. George Russell, the Mercedes in general, just... Okay, Antonelli's crash. We already talked about that. Rookie mistake. We can move on. But George Russell. Jeez. Finishing P5. Obviously, the car not doing well in the heat.
Yep.
This was exactly pretty much what the I entire said last race. Week. And I'm pretty sure I still picked George to finish P3, if I remember right.
Yep,
and I only did that because I knew you guys wouldn't. So I was like, take a chance. Banking that Max would also have a decent race at a track that he's done well at.
Pull my hair out. But like I said, I was torn between Max and Charles, and here we are.
Here we are. Look for a Mercedes rebound in a big way this weekend, but we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
Ferrari. Leclerc 3, Hamilton 4. Just could never sniff McLaren after about halfway through the race. So just,
but you know what? Honestly, good race for Ferrari. What they needed.
For
a
sure.
A 3-4 finish. You know you're not going to catch the McLaren. The McLaren is too dominant right now. That's okay. You're beating the rest of the teams. Your other rivals, three of your other four rival drivers didn't score points. So, good weekend for Ferrari.
So if you're Ferrari now, you've moved into second in the constructors, beating Mercedes now only by one. So it's going to be back and forth the rest of the season.
I hope Mercedes beats Ferrari this next weekend so that they keep leapfrogging each other.
It could very well go that way, though.
Yeah.
It could very well go that way with how more consistent Ferrari's been lately.
Yep.
I don't know. It's going to kind of rely on Antonelli at this point.
It's also going to rely on Hamilton.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's weird
for sure.
To say. Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't quite catch Leclerc either
of the two,
But his last few races haven't been horrible.
No, but he's still complaining about the car and
but
still has some growing.
That's
going
to happen the rest of the season, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Ferrari fans, let's hear from you. Please comment somewhere what you would like us to talk about Ferrari. I'd like to talk more about them, but I just. No offense. I don't have a lot of interest in them. So we need a Ferrari fan to come in and...
I mean, I like Ferrari. They're just in this weird limbo right now.
Do you have a Ferrari hat yet?
I have a... I have a Carlos Sainz Ferrari hat.
Really?
It's all black. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Why have you not worn that yet?
No red whatsoever.
Well, you can't wear it, though. No.
It's also a little small. It was a birthday gift. Just haven't worn it yet.
Well, wear it for one show and just be uncomfortable.
Maybe I'll do that.
Small.
Maybe I'll do that.
Just once.
Maybe I'll do that.
Right. You can wear that as a backup just in case.
Okay.
Yep. All right, McLaren.
McLaren, let's go. Literally in a league of their own, nobody could keep up with McLaren. Nobody. Everyone else was basically a tractor compared to the McLaren rocket. Where did this pace come from? Is it just the tire management? They were fighting. Norris and Piastri were fighting through like the first 20 laps, and they were still building like a 10-second gap to Ferrari. That's insane. Tire Deg, who?
This.
I've never met her. This is crazy. McLaren is insane. We finally got to see true fighting between good cars, right? Two crazy good drivers and the
correct.
Best car we saw fighting between them. We never really got to see that word Red Bull in the last like 4 years, right? I mean, not really.
Whoa, we saw...
Piastri Norris really fight for it. Norris held out. Piastri did have a really weird moment at one point, almost T-boning Norris. They got on the horn really quick and said, hey, don't do that. You can fight, but don't do that.
They said it's marginal move or something.
Move, yeah. They both had horrible pit stops. I think both times.
They did. Yeah, it was the front left.
Yeah. At one point, I was like, oh, Piastri's going to get him on the undercut. And then Piastri had an equally bad pit stop. I'm like, okay, never mind. And then by the end, Piastri was catching Norris again. So, like, Piastri showing better, I think, management, even after being behind a lot of cars and only really getting, you know, stopped and stalled from traffic. Same as Norris, I'll say. So that kind of lessened the gap a big good bit. But crazy fighting for the first 20 laps, right?
Just God.
A complete, you guys have to admit, a complete league of their own. Like, there's no car out there that could do anything that they were doing.
Like, literally in the dock, I said these two had me nervous giggling for the first 20 laps.
Yeah, man.
And I'm not even a fan of McLaren, but I was just like, whoa, like, ooh, that's a little much. Oh, they're gonna go again. Oh my gosh! Like,
yeah, I'm pretty like excited. Watching, like, don't crash. Don't crash.
Yeah, I think that's what the team was saying.
Yeah, but I can imagine though. I feel sick during McLaren and stuff like this. I can only imagine what the pit wall feels like.
Andrea Stella's fingernails are gone because
But I just love too how the engineer for each driver really truly started to help their specific driver.
Yeah.
Like there was some
coaching,
just driver specific things. Not team things. And I was like, this is kind of interesting,
helping them compete against each other
for
which specifically literally talking about Piastri, like, and how he could, like, is catching you or how your pace is compared to his,
which all in all just made them both drive away from the Ferraris too. Like, oh man, that was, it was an incredible team race for McLaren, like, all the way around.
I was cheering the entire way through, like, come on, Oscar, come on. Like every time Oscar made a move, I was like, oh.
Which is funny because, like, let's see. I have a lap 17 note for McLaren right after I said this. So early in the race, I said in my notes, does Piastri feel more polished? But then the way Lando drove at the end of the race was elite. You know, he had a couple small mistakes, but
they both drove elite.
I know. It was just back and forth, you know. It was just awesome. Great showing from McLaren.
And also, another thing, I forgot to bring this up when we were on
Kickstarter. I had a 2-second pit stop, by the way, for Oscar.
You said a 2-second?
2.0.
Yes. Oh. His second pit was
insane.
Crazy good. Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, sorry.
I forgot to bring this up while we were on Kickstarter. Gabby won Driver of the Day.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
As he should. I would have thought Liam would have been top three at least.
No.
People don't like Liam.
I know that.
It was Bordoletto, and then I think it was Oscar and Lando.
Yeah, which makes sense.
That sounds right.
Yeah. I thought he made it. I was so happy to see
I was like, oh, I'm voting Bordoletto 100%.
Yeah, he should.
I'm
really
happy to see that he got up there. Yeah.
I watched after the race was done, and so I was watching. I was like, and they showed Driver of the Day. I was like, yeah, let's give Lando his Driver of the Day again. He ran away with the race, British bias, whatever. And then, like, they got to the end. They're like, Gabby Bordoletto wins Driver of the Day. I was like, huh? Sauber?
Yeah,
incredible.
Incredible. All right, comms, Joel.
Comms.
You got some comms.
I got a few comms, yes. So, lap 7. this is just kind of highlighting. I'm sorry, I'm glazing McLaren a ton right now, but
we're used to it. Every
over
week.
At lap 7, they were already over 2 seconds from Leclerc. Oscar's engineer to Oscar, your call on the racing situation, giving him complete control on what he wants to do.
I actually loved the absolute heck out of that.
Yep.
That was awesome.
Lap 16, Charles and his engineer. We need Lyco every lap, Charles. Lyco's lift and coast. Mm-hmm. Charles responds, that is what I am doing, Brian. That is what I am doing. That was that. And then my last little bit is Hamilton and his engineer once again having some domestic issues. Hamilton almost pleading to stay out on track. And his kind of pleas just going ignored.
Completely ignoring it.
Box now. He asks, I feel good on this tire. I can stay out. Box now.
Literally ignoring him.
He does it because I think he knows the engineers know better. They know that he will be probably faster. And especially if they're forcing him to do it, like, they're not even considering his option.
There's got to be a reason. You know?
Yeah, he's like, okay, mm-hmm. I'll box. But, like, it doesn't help the it doesn't help the narrative around him and his engineer or him and Ferrari. It paints it in a bad light. And of course they're going to air it because it's content.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, and it could be taken out of context. I don't know what they said before or after that. You know, he could have Hamilton could be like, okay, that's fine. Or it could have been explained to him. I don't know, but it just, the narrative, the look isn't great. So
for sure. Sure. Did you have any comms?
Hand me that hat.
Oh,
I don't have a comm.
Oh snap.
It's been a while, but it is in shambles. We need to rewrap it.
That's right.
You want to know why Max crashed this week? It's because GP wasn't here. GP was gone this weekend, and because GP wasn't here, we had to take Max out so that we couldn't have comms between Max and some other random guy that isn't GP Lambiassi.
GP would have told Max that Antonelli was gone. He would have told him.
Look, all I'm saying, if GP were here, GP would have been like, okay, Max, 2 meters to the left, 2 meters to the left. And Max would have been like, okay. I realized that I was like, we were talking about engineers, and I was like, oh, that's right, GP wasn't here this weekend. What if that's why Max crashed?
I mean, we could roll with that. I wonder if that's what they're doing. Anyway,
that's my tinfoil hat.
All right. The only one I had was from a commentator. When Ocon passed Gasly, the commentator says, it's like taking candy from a baby. Which also made me feel negative.
Which
also made me feel negative about Alpine. When Ocon passed Gasly.
Who said?
One of the commentators.
Oh, man.
I love it.
He said, it's like taking candy from a baby. Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. Oh, I had to rewind it to make sure I heard it right. Actually, I was like,
I think it's better to say it if you're looking at like a McLaren doing that, but
an Esteban of all people.
I know. That was my thing that I was hung up on. It was Esteban over Gasly too.
Yeah,
like the combination, and then like what?
See,
Ocon, what are you talking about?
Ocon overtaking Gasly. He's like taking candy from me. You just
oh, dude. I was like,
meanwhile, Smelty's upset. Like,
stupid. <It's just> stupid.
That was pretty much me. Yes.
That's funny.
Holy crap. Do we have any quick thoughts? I don't really.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. You have a quick thought, Mike. I mean, that was kind of your quick thought.
This guy only has long thoughts.
You need a what?
I need a Kit Kat. That's my quick
thought. You need a Kit Kat? All right. Hey.
Wait,
that's fair. Slow down. That's fair.
I need a Kick Sauber hat.
Oh, Kit Kat.
Kick Sauber hat.
I thought he said he needs a Kit Kat. I was like, I could use a Kit Kat,
too. Oh, man. I'm in shambles.
Kick Sauber cat? I don't understand.
All right, Kev, let's go.
Get me out of here.
Holy crap. All right, to start off our news, we already kind of talked about these first two things, so I'll just kind of fly through them. Feel free to interject. Alpine looking at Bottas while he's... Who put this in here, Joe?
I did.
Being favored for Cadillac?
So, it's all... It's all over the interwebs. The caddy part is all, you know, it's clickbait, right?
Yeah, yeah. Same as Ricardo coming out of
retirement,
even though
he's not. Just
because
he is like... I feel like he is like a hot commodity right now. Mm. But the most interesting bit of this
because
is
that... Because he's fun to watch on social media and the ladies like his butt.
Of course. Alpine likes his butt too, apparently, because they are now. Flavio's come out and say like we're not looking at him this season, but
in
we have
way.
To keep our options open, you know.
Yeah.
So he could have a seat even if it's not in Cadillac next year, you know.
For sure. I mean,
okay.
Because right
I know
now,
what you're saying.
Because right now, Alpine's second seat is going to be wide open at the moment.
It could
There's
be.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody has proven worthy.
I think
Bottas
is ready to get back in, bro.
Two.
For Valtteri's sake,
he's at
I hope
every
he
single race. He's ready, man. He wants to race, you know.
He
for
should.
Valtteri's sake,
he
I
should.
Hope he
didn't
go to
you put in the chat today? Wasn't that you? Somebody put somewhere that Bottas. Oh, it's right in front of me.
Oh yeah,
Bottas.
Yeah, this is a fun fact. Bottas holds the record for most career points without a World Drivers Championship.
Means you're pretty freaking good at
wow.
F1.
That's
so.
That feels kind of bad, but also that's kind of crazy.
I don't think that means it's bad.
To no, I'm fair. Not saying it's. I'm saying it feels
it's,
bad.
But it's during freaking
say it.
Hamilton's
say it.
Run and
say
and
it. More
Max,
poorly
Max,
Mercedes run
and
yeah,
Mercedes
right?
run.
It was
yeah.
it was
when they
Mercedes
were ridiculous.
Was literally a godlike car mm-hmm. and like yeah mm-hmm. there's yeah.
But he still did it.
He did do
true.
It.
Anyway, Alpine also we already talked about Paul Aaron. getting to run some FP1 sessions, potentially future role. August break is looming. Does Alpine come out with a new driver coming at the end of August? We'll see. F1 movie. Hopefully you guys listened to our F1 movie review. That was fun. You were saying today F2 could already be rumored.
The F1 movie earned $140 million first weekend. It was a fantastic success. It was the best Apple film that they've had on opening weekend before. So they're already, immediately they started considering F1 the movie 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Get me in there.
Very curious.
I wonder, their script.
I mean, I feel like our script was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
It was a pretty good script. Yeah. But I think it's interesting. I looked it up right after the movie if they were ever considering, and Google was like, it's very unlikely this could happen.
Release date 2029.
Maybe like spin-offs or like, you know, more biography centered projects would come out.
And then immediately today,
it was like, no. I mean, like, why wouldn't they look at a second one if this one did so well, right?
Yikes.
I mean, honestly, the same director.
I feel like you'd have to have people from the same movie though, like your guys' idea.
I mean,
yeah. You'd have to.
Do you remember? I also wanted to tell you the and I can't remember what her name is.
Kate?
Yeah, Kate. She voiced Friday in the Marvel movies. Did you know that?
Oh, did she?
She did. She was also a racing technical director in those movies, too.
I guess I can kind of hear that. Yeah. Huh.
Anyway, F1 movie did really well. Maybe an F1 movie, too. F2 movie?
F2? Okay, moving
F1
on.
F1 2.
All right, moving on. This is the one that's kind of controversial, whatever. Maybe real, maybe not, whatever. But Toto, why do I always do that? Toto came out and said that he kind of wants the whole George Russell thing wrapped up. Even, quote, like mid-summer break in August, like 2 weeks in, he kind of wants either George Russell signed or confirm that they're moving on from George Russell. So, like, he wants this thing wrapped up, which, again, now wiggles in a Max Verstappen thing, which allegedly there's this exit clause in Verstappen's contract that could go into effect if he's lower than fourth in the WDC. He's signed through 2028, but... Oh, Joe needs the hat. Joe needs the hat.
I have a take.
Joe
But
has
I'd
a
like
take.
You to finish your sentence.
No, but that's it. Like... Could we see Max Verstappen go to Mercedes? Or Aston was also a rumor at some point.
So, what if...
Joe's changing hats. He's about to put on the tinfoil hat, maybe.
I think that it's a clear choice keeping Russell on. But what if Toto is waiting to sign Russell to see if Max does leave Red Bull? Which is a crazy thought.
Which is why...
It's crazy.
That's why people are like, we'll just wait until off-season, kind of, you know?
You think that's crazy?
I don't even think that's crazy. There's a
lot
of
people crazy. There's no way Max is leaving Red Bull. There's no way he's joining Mercedes.
I don't think he's joining Mercedes either.
Yeah.
They don't need to pay him a ton of money.
I think I've said this before. He's more likely to retire right now than, I think, join another team, which I could
But what if he kind of likes being around all these young rookies and, like...
Maybe
wants
you know.
Wants to start helping. He seems slightly different in interviews.
Does he seem
a little bit more personable?
Yeah. Does he seem slightly. Incredibly frustrated with the car, though? I feel like I don't see that. You know.
I mean, he's always frustrated. He races frustrated, in general.
Yeah.
His car was the fastest on the track, he was frustrated.
Yeah, but being in the car, I take them as whole different people sometimes. Like,
true.
That's just him when he's driving the car, you know?
For sure, that's what I mean. So he's always frustrated.
Always frustrated, but out of the car, reflecting on it, has he ever been like, this is the worst car ever and I'm having a horrible time? Or he's most like, no, he just didn't have the pace and that's kind of it, you know? I don't know.
I think he does complain about the car a lot outside of the car, talking about like... The car just wasn't there, you know, there's problems with X, Y, or Z, you know, yada, yada, whatever the case may be. So I think he does complain about that kind of stuff enough or a lot. Is that good enough for him to want to leave Red Bull? Well, I don't know. I don't see him going to Mercedes. I think if he's, I think if he's going anywhere, he's going to Aston. Like, Aston can afford him because they got Lawrence money. And also, Aston has... Adrian Newey and Honda.
Yes.
Both of which were things that provided him with championships before.
That's
true. And
Toto really wants kind of Max, so he's kind of made that clear. Yeah.
But so does Lawrence Stroll. So does Lawrence Stroll.
For sure.
They also have a driver who's in the seat for an indefinite amount of time, and so that, Fernando Alonso.
Is that what it would be though? Fernando Alonso and Max? Because if it's Max and Stroll, that's a complete freaking joke to me.
It could be Max and Stroll.
If it's Max and Alonso, that would blow my mind.
That would be a crazy power lineup.
That would blow my mind.
What if Lawrence is like, what if one of his contracts is like, my son drives in the car? That's non-negotiable.
It could be,
you know.
But then good luck, dog.
You're not winning.
It's not going to happen. Sorry, dude.
I think Stroll can get points if he has a really good car, but he's not going to get wins.
Here's the other question.
He's had some better runs this year. I'll give him that.
We've talked about...
He is 12th in WDC.
We've talked about...
Which is tied with Alonso, by the way.
We've talked about Lawrence losing some power in his ownership stakes in Aston Martin, as he's been selling off to like Adrian Newey and to... Saudi Arabia and stuff like that. Like, what if he gets overruled and everyone's like, we don't want Lance here, we want to win a championship, and he says, well, you lose Lance, you lose me, and they go, that's cool, we've got Aramco behind us, and Aramco's willing to pick up the team because Aramco's already their title sponsor, and Aramco has the potential to just be like, yeah, you know what, we have Adrian Newey and Honda, and we could have two prior world champions as our drivers. Why would we not take that up?
Because it's a lot of money to lose.
It's a lot of money, but think of all the money they could win by winning.
Yeah, but if they can't afford,
Kev's got a question.
If they can't afford the people that they have now, like they might not be able to get them out.
Who says they can't?
But who says they can? Right.
True. I mean, you're right.
Okay.
Damn it, Joe. I love you.
Would Lawrence put himself in that position and
No.
I think he's already like right there. Like he's already at.
You can be right there and still have complete control though.
Like 51%. Everybody else is
right. Like.
I think he put himself in that position to be.
I think he's been having to.
He owns 33%.
So he owns 33%.
He is not the majority owner.
He isn't.
Well, if he owns
33%. Yeah, but other people could own like.
It's just other people own smaller cuts of the pie. Right.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. He is the majority owner of the Aston F1 team, yes.
Yes. He is still the majority owner, but there are other stake owners that, if the other stake owners work together, like, him owning 33% isn't good enough, right? So...
We'll see.
So yeah,
we'll see. Another thing to keep an eye on as we lead up to summer break coming up very quickly. Actually,
he invested $182 million into Aston Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Like that just doesn't come out of thin air. Like Aston Martin, the car company, right? They have a lot of backers. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, into like this endeavor, right?
Yeah.
They have a lot of backers.
He owns 16% of Aston Martin as a whole.
Yes, a 16.7 stake. You're
crazy.
Yep. Yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah,
it's
just nuts.
Wild.
He brings in a lot of money for him.
Yep.
Like they're losing a huge source of investment. If
that
they,
that
if
would
they
be really
that,
dumb. If
there
that
is
was
a possibility
part of a
they can't
contract.
Afford Newey anymore, right?
Yeah, sure.
You know.
Yeah, sure.
And then it's like, well, if we're losing Newey, what's the point even? If we don't have a car that's going to be built for us. Like,
yeah.
So I see your point, though.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Lawrence comes to a point where he's like, "This isn't working, son. We need to talk. Maybe you should get into construction."
Jeez. So you're saying Max and Mercedes. Okay. Sounds good.
That's what I get from all that.
Yeah. Kev, let's head into our Silverstone preview.
I'm here to take you through the Great Britain Grand Prix. Let's get up to speed for Silverstone coming up this weekend. It'll be the Formula One Qatar Airways British Grand Prix 2025. Of course, fun facts as always, this is the home of the first ever F1 World Championship round, and Silverstone is a former airfield which housed a Wellington bomber. The first DRS Strait of the track is named after this said bomber. It's called the Wellington Strait.
I appreciate that fact.
Right?
I appreciate that fact. Yes.
Fact.
What the heck?
I'm sorry.
Mike just catching strays.
He's on his phone. He wasn't paying attention.
I'm pulling up information about the race so I can make better predictions about you. You're talking about the Wellington Wellington straight, and how it was named after the Wellington Bomber. I'm listening, you loser. After
the Wellington Bomber?
Dang.
Did you know that the Silverstone Grand Prix?
God.
Okay. Starting grid last year, the top three were fully British. It was Russell to Hamilton to Norris. Lights out, and all three Brits lead the pack through the first corners. Two Mercedes followed by a McLaren. Lando putting pressure on Hamilton goes a little wide at the turn before our first DRS straight, giving Max the opportunity behind for an overtake, which he makes, slotting himself into third. A little further down the grid, the Williams of Albon makes a slight contact with Fernando ahead of him, wing to wheel. Both drivers making
wheel.
It out unscathed.
Wing to wheel.
Lap 15, Lando is able to get back up to Max and take third position back at his home Grand Prix. From the helicopter cam, you can hear the rumble of the crowd cheering for one of their own. Isn't the last of the papaya overtakes, as Piastri makes the move on Max for fourth, only two laps later, as the rain begins. Next lap, rain still falling and no one pitting. Hamilton makes the move on Russell for the top step of the podium at the back straight, showing us he still has some fuel in his system. Lap 19, and both miss the first turn completely, likely due to the damp trap, going off track and rejoining few turns later through the grass. Norris completely closes in on this mistake, getting right behind the pair of Mercs. Piastri takes a similar route as the Mercedes behind Lando, the track giving them no room for errors. On the inside at the turn before the first DRS straight, Lando takes second position from Russell, seemingly handing this tricky track better than the others. He continues to prove this by overtaking Hamilton right after the starting line, leading his home GP. Russell starts to put the pressure on Hamilton, backing himself up to Piastri, who makes the move for third and sticks it at the first DRS straight. On the back straight, he makes the move on Hamilton, breaking the British convoy and giving McLaren a 1-2 for the time being. Lap 28, our front runners finally start to come in for the inters. However, being so close, Piastri has to continue on, unable to double box. Merck risks it for the biscuit, and Mastery performs the
yes,
double stack.
Love it.
After his extra lap in the rain on slicks, Piastri falls to 6th behind Sainz. Lap 34, Russell is told to retire the car after a fantastic showing at his home GP. He shakes his head as he parks in his box. On lap 39, Hamilton and Verstappen in 2 and 3, respectively, make their way into the pit for softs, the sun shining on the still damp track, while Lando in first stays out for another lap. He pits the end of this lap, has a long stop, and loses his position to Hamilton by a second and a half. Verstappen starts to put the pressure on Lando 8 laps later and overtakes him for second place. Lando's unable to fight back and secure the 1-2 Brit finish, but who other than Sir Lewis Hamilton to bring his first win in almost 1,000 days home at home. Our finals, Hamilton, Verstappen, Norris, Hamilton, Verstappen, Norris, Piastri, Sainz, Hulkenberg, Stroll, Alonso, Albon, and Tsunoda. Boom.
Hulkenberg in six, by the way.
In a Haas.
Yeah.
This was when Haas was pretty good, though.
Yeah. Now we have Kick pretty good. Maybe we'll
see. Yeah, maybe we see a repeat? Repeat? Kick and six?
This is actually an extremely interesting race.
Yeah, looking for back at predictions?
It is. Oh, it is, yeah. Actually. Looking back at the last 3 years of this race.
I knew exactly what I was going to do at the start of this year for this race.
Let's just rip Joey, because we already know what his podium
is. It's all Brits. And it's
I'm not gonna tell you the order.
I will know your order.
You don't know my order.
I know your order.
I guarantee you.
I know your order.
There's no way you have
you.
Lewis Hamilton.
I know your order.
We're starting with
can
you.
Can I guess your order?
We're starting with you. Can I guess my order after we start with you?
Oh,
our points
enough.
Are
that's
at 29 right. for Smeltzy and Mike and I at 27. Only 2 points behind. We're catching up.
You guys
secretly,
both.
I was hoping Oscar never caught up to Lando because God, you would get 4 points and I'd be like, ah. So I'm happy that didn't happen.
That's part of the reason I was voting. Also, I like Oscar a little more than Lando. But yeah, I'm like.
I can go back and forth between them. I love them both so much.
They're both great.
All of our points all came from the McLarens.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just that's
love
just
that
funny.
For us.
You just don't trust Oscar.
I do.
That's gonna be.
I
your
do.
Downfall.
I do. I picked him to win at Canada, and he did.
All right. Well, tell us.
So
give it to us.
Third to first.
Funny. No, actually.
Okay,
first
to third. Second?
No. Hold
starting
on.
With second.
Hold on. Let me. Oh, God. I didn't know we were going to start right now.
I mean, it's only when we always do it.
It's typically the time
man,
we do
I
it.
I didn't think we did this normally.
I wasn't prepared.
I've never done this.
Oh, I got in his head because he doesn't know what my order is.
Yeah. He spent so long thinking about your
out.
Order.
He's freaking out.
No, I'm going to do something crazy, and you guys, it might blow your mind
Brits,
a little
but
bit.
He doesn't know I'm going to put Bearman on there.
No. Oh, golly.
The surprise appearance of Valtteri Bottas.
Yeah, right.
My prediction is that George Russell will be sick and Valtteri Bottas will take the seat and put himself on the podium. No.
Lando. Lando Norris. Lando Norris.
In what?
In first.
Okay.
I know in first. Okay.
Dagon. Oh, my brain is just crazy right now. Because it could be wet. It might not, but it might be. And George Russell hasn't finished two of the last three Silverstone races, so I don't know if I can trust him, even though the car should be
better.
That
is a good point.
That's a really good point.
The car should be better. I shouldn't have shared that.
It's not going to change my podium.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to change my podium.
Oscar Lewis.
Oscar and Lewis. I love that. All right.
Oh, I don't like that podium.
How are we going to do this, Mike?
Well, you already know your podium, so it doesn't matter.
All right, you go first then.
Yeah, I'll go
first.
I
still want to guess your podium.
I'm not, and I promise, no matter what you say, I'm not going to. I already know.
I don't care.
I have, I have it typed down here. I typed it before.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm not going to.
That's okay. So I've been thinking of all the different ways that I can throw a wrench into this.
Ooh, I thought I was the one throwing the wrench.
I was going to put George in this whole week.
You were going to put George
this whole
into
week.
It too.
I thought I was going to say that. Honestly, George was finishing two or three,
I'm
if not
wait.
Winning. I don't know.
I'm going to wait for him to say stuff before I roast you. But
I mean, this is the race to put George Russell on the podium.
But. Yes, you roasted yourself. Yeah, 100%.
It is because
it's going to be colder. And also, you're right, he hasn't finished the last two Silverstone, but he's qualified very well here.
He has. Okay.
I am putting Lando Norris to win this race.
Yes.
As much as I want to put Oscar.
This is not going to be a boring podium for all of us if we're all putting Lando.
I mean, dang, he was fast.
Wait, did you also put Lando to win?
He did.
I did. That might be the first time I picked Lando all year.
You know what? Bleep it. Put Oscar to win. I have faith in my boy, Oscar Norris. I said Oscar Norris.
Oscar Norris.
Oscar Norris.
Same guy.
Oscar Piastri to win. That's my boy.
So Lando's
ride
two.
Or die.
Who's two?
So in two, I'm putting George Russell.
Yeah, that's good.
And in three, then, I'm going to put Max Verstappen. I was going to, okay, for whatever it's worth, I was going to do Lando, George, Max. I don't think Lewis is going to be on the podium. I'm sorry, guys.
You're getting a max of 2 points.
He might
not. I'm calling it.
Yeah, okay.
You're getting a max of 2 points.
Yeah, I think that Lando is faster on this track than Oscar. But also, Oscar is way different than we've seen him the last two seasons.
He's hard to predict.
And he's,
that's what I mean.
He's been, I think he got fourth. I think he got fourth the last two races in a row.
The only thing that's easy about Oscar is knowing that he's probably going to be on a podium.
On this,
otherwise, it's like,
yeah, where is he going to be?
He's going to win or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Lando, Hamilton, and then George.
Yeah.
So my thinking is that I feel like George could get third place either way. And Oscar is probably going to get second, so at least I can maybe get four. I don't actually think Lewis is going to make it into the podium, unfortunately. But I have to go with the dream, right? I'm putting George in third because I think he's most likely to get third because Lewis probably isn't going to get second. So
I have a little bit of strategy going on here. I want George Russell to win this race.
I really want Lando.
I'm just doing this for the sake of the pick.
I want Oscar to win this race.
I want George Russell to win this race. All right,
Lando,
well, I guess let's talk crap on Sunday.
Lando won the British Grand Prix before?
Lando?
No.
No. I want Lando.
I think Lando is faster on this track, and I think Lewis is the fastest driver on this track.
Yeah.
I think Lewis is the best at driving this track out of anybody, and we've seen him put that car up. He won last year somehow.
That'd be crazy if he won at Silverstone in a Ferrari. That would be wild.
That would be wild. If his first, and it would also be poetic if his first ever win in a Ferrari was at Silverstone. Like, so yeah.
It would be poetic.
I don't think it's going to happen.
When I was looking at results 3 years ago, you know who finished P8? Mick Schumacher. I know.
He just had to bring that up.
I didn't want to rip your heart out.
I'm really sad.
I know.
All right, Mick Schumacher's
Cadillac?
Winning this one.
Mick Schumacher.
Cadillac. If Lewis is to win a race, it will be the British Grand Prix.
Right.
Right.
And I was really torn between putting Lewis on my podium because I'm like, God, he's so good on this track. But I'm like, man, he is just not jiving well enough in this car. And Max was out of the points last week, and Max has a tendency to come back fighting.
With a vengeance?
After DNFing, he tends to come back with a vengeance. So I think I wanted to put Max at fourth and put Lewis on the podium, and I was just like, I can't see it. My gut is telling me that Max will be on the podium.
Hmm. Yeah, you have a crazy podium.
I do kind of have a crazy
I think you
podium.
Have the potential. Like I said, I think you're going to get a Max of two. I think Smeltz, you know, I have a Max of four probably. Just because I don't trust Lewis enough to get on the podium.
Lewis is a tough one.
Guy, you're going to get so much crap from me on Sunday if I get 6 points.
I think Oscar is a fair bet for first. I think not having Lando there is pretty crazy.
It's crazy.
I think Lando's not getting podium if he crashes.
That's it, yeah. I want to preface, I do think Lando will probably be on the podium. I'm only not putting him on there because both of you guys are putting him on.
I think Max is tough on the podium here.
Max is tough.
I think that car is tough.
He didn't do well here last... No, he did do well here. I'm sorry.
He's 2 years removed from winning it.
He got second last year. I don't know.
And he won it the year before.
I literally just talked about it. Yeah. Okay, never. Max could, Max could do well here.
Whatever. All right, so
whatever. Are you over it?
Yeah, I'm over it. Whatever. Joe, you didn't take your cards home last week.
Those are
or on Saturday. Those are Kev's. Oh, those are Kev's. Never mind. Kev, I'm trying to give your cards away.
Yeah,
man.
Come on.
Sorry. All right. So next week we'll be recapping Silverstone. Maybe some news if there's anything that's came out, and then we'll probably go on break. We're gonna test something while we're out, while we're away, and if that works, we'll release that as well. And then we're like gone for like 2 weeks, kind
of. Yeah, I think so.
So, yeah, Joe.
I'm gonna cry.
Mike, thanks for being here, my guy.
I'm crying right now.
You're crying right now. Why? Because we're not
lack
be here.
Lack of F1.
We're here next week, buddy.
Your eyes.
We're here next week to recap.
Thank you.
To recap Lando Norris. To recap my exact podium. Was a perfect six.
If you get another perfect six,
wait, am
so
I the
angry.
Only one with a perfect six,
you're
or didn't
one
of you
perfect
guys?
Six, you always talk about it.
You always bring it up. Nobody's even had a five.
Oh, you always.
Yeah, always.
There's some
up
fours out there
podium.
Though.
There are a couple of fours out there. We've gotten multiple fours.
Mike's got a few fours.
I don't think I've ever gotten a four. Oh, I have gotten.
Yeah, you got. You got one four.
Four.
Mike's got two fours, and I think I only.
You're about to see me get three fours.
I'm very much not doing.
Oh, my computer just died.
But, all right, I guess that's a good...
Well, anyway, yeah. Oh, no, I don't have my line in front of me. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, wherever you listen to the banner, whether that's, what do we got here, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or iHeartRadio.
Nice.
You're smelling. Yeah, oh, don't forget Kev, making it all happen
Thank
behind
you,
the scenes here.
It's our boy.
With that, what did I say last time? Oh, stay fast. That's so lame.
It's not
I don't know if I'm going to say it. Stay fast. Oh, I already said it. Ah, bye.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.